Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Oneida County Judge Michael Bloom has dismissed a case against Rhinelander Mayor Chris Fredrickson and four members of the City Council. The decision came down Wednesday, according to online court records. The Lakeland Times and Northwoods River News filed a civil complaint against the elected officials. We'll have more on the story coming up later today. Yesterday, the Forest County Sheriff's Office announced four drug-related arrests within the last week. Ben Meyer has more.
Last Thursday, a traffic stop revealed meth, syringes, and drug items in a car driven by 35-year-old Kristen Kozlowski of Leona. 41-year-old Shandon Tallier of Leona was also in the car. Both were arrested, and detectives found more meth, drug manufacturing materials, a digital scale, and packaging materials during a search of their homes. Kozlowski and Tallier are in jail on $20,000 cash bonds. Then, on Sunday, officers pulled over a car with 25-year-old Carl Gurdine of Wabino and 26-year-old Shireen Armstrong of Wabino inside. They found heroin inside the car. Both were given signature bonds by Forest County Judge Leon Stenz. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
The Minocqua Plan Commission has voted against a 9-unit hotel that a developer wants to build along U.S. Highway 51 just north of the island. Tuesday was the second time the Plan Commission has taken up the conditional use permit application by Glenn Schiffman of Eagle River. Despite a tweaked layout, commissioners remained unhappy with the number and placement of parking spaces. And county zoning officials say the hotel needs 30 spaces, not the 17 as proposed by the developer. The Plan Commission's recommendations to deny will undoubtedly weigh heavily on the town board's deliberations when they take up the application soon. In some parts of the Upper Peninsula, Lake Superior has advanced 40 or 50 feet inland due to erosion. The lake is on pace for a record water level for January, and the storms mean some of what used to be land now is water. Houses that used to be well back from the shore are now at risk of sliding in. Norm Pesca builds shoreline erosion control systems in the Ontonagon area.
Either you protect what you got, or it's gone. It's not an in-between. It's not a maybe. It's not an if. Either you protect your property, not a cause of the Corps of Engineers or the DEQ or Mother Nature says, we're bringing waves. So either you protect it or you don't.
You can see drone video of shoreline erosion and construction work to address it at WXPR.org. And you can learn how Michigan and Wisconsin are scrambling to get permits to landowners for emergency work as part of the stream coming up later today, 5:45 on WXPR or on the web. And a convicted arsonist who is serving prison time now faces more legal problems. 24-year-old Vincent Eneper has been charged with child abuse in Oconto County. Police were contacted January 9th when a 3-month-old girl was treated in Milwaukee for a fractured skull. Doctors told investigators the child's injuries weren't consistent with the story Eneper had given. He had been convicted of setting fires at St. Anthony's School in Oconto Falls in 2012. And Wisconsin dairy farmers and cheesemakers are happy with the new trade deal with Canada and Mexico that is almost finalized. President Trump signed the agreement Wednesday. The Wisconsin Dairy Business Association says markets will be opened up for milk and cheese by the USMCA. That could help farmers in the state who have been struggling for years. Government leaders in Canada have to ratify the three-nation agreement for it to go into effect. And the weather forecast for this afternoon. Look for cloudy skies to continue with a chance of flurries. Tonight, chance of flurries, cloudy, low around 16. Friday, 20% chance of snow showers, cloudy, high 29. Saturday, cloudy, high 32. And Sunday, partly sunny, high 41. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.